There's always a way if you're committed. We can change our lives. We can do, have, and be whatever we wish. Nothing has any power over me other than that which I give it through my conscious thoughts. Anthony Robbins. Well, good evening and welcome to Mentoring from MLM Divas Live. Hi, my name is Raven Blair Davis. I'm the host of the show, and we're delighted that you are here once again with us as we bring to you another MLM Diva of choice, and this one is just like the others. She's truly dynamic. Who is she? Well, her name is Lorna Rasmussen. Now, Lorna has worked as an award-winning documentary film producer and as a college professor, a personal development trainer, and a writer contributing to the first Build It Big book from DSWA to Guerrilla Multi-Level Marketing, and as co-author of It's Time for Network Marketing, edited by John Fogg. She is an amazing author of the recently released Absolute Best Way in the World for Women to Make Money. Lorna has earned six-figure incomes, 7 out of her 14 years, wow, in the profession of network marketing, and is currently one of the top-ranked women in her company. In addition, she is a mother and is married to a very busy architect. Today, Lorna is going to be speaking with us on how we can stop self-sabotaging ourselves, self-sabotage to serious success in business. You'll learn the two things that will move anyone from fearing success to embracing their power. And you'll also find out what it is that she means when she says the absolute best way. What exactly is that absolute best way that women in the world are making money? Inquiring minds wants to know, and she's here to share it all. So without further ado, our MLM Diva Choice, we'd like to welcome her. Hi there, Lorna. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Raven. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, we are delighted, and you came highly recommended by Miss Grace Kiyohoho from DSWA. So I said, yeah. Well, if Grace says she's all that in a bag of chips, she's got to be. Well, before we get going with our questions, I always like to get just a tad bit of our diva story. So share a little bit about what led you into the network marketing industry, if you don't mind.
Not at all. I read there. My background's in filmmaking. I was a college professor. That's what people do when they can't make a living making films. And I also then transitioned into training and did personal development training with the grandfather of personal development. His name is Paul J. Meyer. He's the most famous person that nobody in this country knows.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway,
he
introduced me to personal development, and even though I loved it and loved what I was doing, I was really a coach. Many people are coaching these days. Well, there was no such thing back when I was doing it in the early 90s. And I ended up in a situation where my husband, who'd been making some great money, came to me one day and said the money had stopped. He had his own business and wasn't being paid. And I realized that I could not go on doing what I was doing. So most of the businesses I was in, I loved what I was doing, but I wasn't making any money, and many of them, including the film business, actually failed. My husband's business, again, while he loves it, is very up and down. Sometimes there's money, sometimes there isn't. And I realized I had to make a change in my life. I couldn't keep doing what I was doing because I would get what I was getting, and I needed something different. And what I needed was a regular stream of money, a way to make a lot more money than what I felt I was capable of doing in the other businesses I had been in, and that's what led me to network marketing.
Wow. And it's been an amazing ride for you, because I was noticing today when I got your bio that it said you went from a failed businesswoman to number 22 out of 100,000 associates in your direct sales company. Tell us about that. How'd that happen? How'd you do that?
Well, it kind of amazes me. And when I realized that I'd hit the number 22 spot, this was back in December, and we have, by statistically, we have 100,000 active associates in our business. I took a second to kind of integrate that into my perceptions, because I literally have failed at lots of businesses. As I said, the film business failed, the training business in effect failed as well. But what happened was, and this goes back to something that I love to talk about, and that is anything that we're doing is really about us, and particularly in network marketing. If you look at any network marketing business, my belief is if anybody can do it, if anybody's making $100,000, then you can make $100,000. If anybody's making $1 million, you can make $1 million. So it's really a question of looking at the one variable that is different for every person. The mm-hmm. product is the same. The compensation plan is the same. If you're in the same business, the only difference is the you. And what I had done when I started studying with Paul J. Meyer in the Success Motivation Institute programs that I did, what I did was I started working on myself. So even though I didn't make a lot of money in that business, I got a lot of personal growth and development so that when the right money-making vehicle showed up, I could just hop right in there, and I was ready to drive it down the street. And I believe that the difference between me and thousands of other people who come into our business or any other network marketing business and try to be successful is simply that I had worked harder and for longer on myself. So when I had something where I really truly could make money, and of course there's people making lots more money than me in my business, but and again, we can talk about this later. I have a very balanced life, and I have a very happy life, a very meaningful life. But I also, because I'm able to, and it became important for me, being the steady breadwinner, not the only breadwinner, but the steady breadwinner of my family, I needed something where I could be successful. It was very easy for me to go up the ladder of success in my company. I presume I could do it in any other network marketing company as long as there was a good product and service to market.
So that's what I did.
Had the vehicle and I drove it.
Okay. Well, you know what? Obviously, you're in a great company that gives you great support in it. But let's talk about some of the other things before we get into why people sabotage yourself. I'd like for you to share with us how you were able to make that paradigm shift from being out there, you know, as a professor and, as you said, a failed film artist or filmmaker, and into the mindset of doing direct sales, because, you know, that's easier to say it than to do it. A lot of people struggle with making that transition. Can you share your thoughts on that?
Yeah, and that's a really important question, because we see so many people who have been very successful in other ventures come into network marketing and just not do anything, not have the success that we know as those of us who sponsor them feel they could have, and it is a question of why. And I think there's a couple of factors that really made it possible for me. One is, and these are going to sound like strange words, but it was my humility. I was prepared to recognize the fact that even though I had had some successes in my life, not financial successes, but certainly, you know, I was an award-winning filmmaker, I'd had books published, I'd had a lot of good success in my life, I realized that I needed to humble myself and learn the process. I'm a very good student. I'm a good teacher, but I'm also a good student. I think those two things follow. Second thing was that I was prepared to get in, put blinders on, and just follow the system. Even though I'm a creative person, I understood what Paul J. Meyer, my teacher from SMI, taught me, and he said, save your brilliance, do it the way we tell you to do it for 6 months, and then you can start to be creative. Well, usually you'll find out that smarter minds than yours have created the systems that exist, and you just follow the system in order to be duplicatable. I tell people I'm a company person. You know, if the company has determined to do it one way, I'll do it that way, because I believe that's the only way to be successful in a business that requires that people across the country, across the street and across the country, all have to do the same thing in order to be successful, or certainly variations on the same thing. And then the third thing that really has made me successful is I've actually been with the same company, same group of people for 13 years, almost 14 years. In other words, I got with a company. I was very lucky. I'm not saying that everybody can do this. I just fell into in with a group of very successful network marketers who did a startup company. That company was eventually bought by the company I'm currently with, and I've been with that company for 10 years. Mark Yurnal, who wrote the book Your First Year in Network Marketing, said if you can stay with and work in a network marketing company for 10 years, you will get into the top 1% of the income earners in that company, and that certainly has proven true for me. So it's doing some things that some successful people find it very difficult to do. It's almost, I liken it, when I went into network marketing, I thought of it as going into a country where I didn't speak the language. And so when I first started speaking, I sounded a little bit like a child. People wouldn't know my brilliance because I couldn't speak the language. But gradually, as I began to speak the language and began to have success, then I could grow up and be the success that I always was. I see a lot of people who are introduced to network marketing not willing to go through that period of not being in control and having the success that they were used to having. They can't slide back for a while in order to learn the things they need to learn to be successful.
One of the key things that I really liked that you spoke about, Alorna, was that you put blinders on. And also another key thing that you mentioned is you kind of act like you were in another country and didn't speak their language. So, that's a great way of thinking about it when you think about duplication and duplicating the system of the company you're with and not being creative, because it's hard for us to stop that natural creativity in us, and it's hard for us to duplicate. So I guess when we go way back and we think of kindergarten and they said, do you follow directions well? We see they were trying to get us ready for network marketing, huh? Let me ask you this. Since we're talking about stopping self-sabotaging, and one of them you just named is being too creative and not duplicating and getting to that serious success you talk about, I'd like for you to share with us your thoughts, Lorna, on why women, and since we have men on our live call tonight as well, sabotage their success in business. Why do we do that?
Well, I think a lot of it comes from a lack of confidence. When I look at my own patterns of self-sabotage, mm-hmm. I think I end up giving up or giving in because of what people think about me. And it's interesting because the gentleman and the ladies on the phone could argue this point, but I think it's a little more common for women to be so overly sensitive to other people that they sabotage their own success in order to have other people be more successful. Or, for instance, they are afraid of losing relationships. Yeah, we have situations, and I know we have it with husbands as well as wives, where mm-hmm. the person that you love is the one that's trying to get you to stop. Mm-hmm. And they're doing so because they don't want you to change or they're afraid you're going to be hurt. I mean, there's all kinds of good reasons. But I think for women in particular, we end up doing things for the good reasons. We don't want to sell our soul to our business. We feel guilty because we're leaving our children in the evenings or our husband to make supper or we want to help other people. And we want other people not to feel badly if we move ahead of them. I've seen a lot of my associates kind of dawdle behind because they don't want to move ahead and be more successful than the people that they've become friends with. So there's a lot of different reasons that, and some of them good, some of them bad. But when you look at what, and actually there's a quote I just read recently, I'm loving this, a new book called Why Women Should Rule the World by Dee Dee Myers, for anybody who's interested in, she's got a lot of great research in it about women's minds and how women think. And gentlemen on the phone, since 82% of the people in network marketing are women, it's a good idea to understand how women
think. How we think, huh? I like
exactly.
That, for sure. Yeah,
but,
she's right on with
but
that.
I think a lot of women are afraid of success, and this is one of the reasons. I don't remember who this quote came from, but it said, men are taught to apologize for their weaknesses, women for their strengths. So we don't, and I know I've struggled with that my whole life. Now, mm-hmm. I happen to be 5'10", and a big woman, and so I've never been able to be a shrinking violet physically, but, I tend to make my voice small at times. I tend to not want to, I want people to pick me rather than stepping out and being chosen. So I think really what it comes down to when I look at my team, I'd say the women on my team in general lack confidence. If I was going to do a blanket statement, why aren't they doing better than they are? It's because they lack confidence. And as I've done some programs with them to help build their confidence, I believe that that's made all the difference in the world, so that when you hear somebody on the 20th of the month saying, I'm going to make my numbers,
mm-hmm.
versus somebody on the 20th of the month going, I'm not going to make it this month. And, you know, it's a choice that you're making. In that moment, you are giving up. And to my way of thinking, you don't give up until the 13th hour. I mean, you go all the way through it, when they say this is the end of the month, all the way through.
That last day.
You don't
day.
Give up until you've succeeded. Success is the only choice that you make. But if you're not confident, you don't make that kind of choice.
Right. Well, you know, that's kind of like the in the opening quote I read on Anthony Robbins, where he said mm-hmm. there's always a way if you are committed. Being committed will give you the power to change your life. But like you said, and being committed is not giving up, being persistent in your pursuit. So you're right about that. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and we're going to come back. There's about three more questions I really want to get out, and we definitely want to come back and talk a little bit about why your book, Absolute Best Way in the World for Women to Make Money, Inquiring Minds wants to know, what do you mean by that? And can we actually make all that money you're talking about? So we'll be right back and visit with you on that subject. You're listening to Mentoring from MLM Divas Live. My name is Raven Blair Davis. I'm the host of the show. And we like to invite you each and every Wednesday to come back and listen as we bring to you a amazing, dynamic MLM Diva and our MLM Diva of choice. Today is Lorna Rasmussen, and if I'm slaughtering her name, I apologize. I'm going to have her say it the exact way before we leave today. I promise you that. Lorna chose to talk about self-sabotage, how we can go from that to serious success in business, and we're going to be right back with more from Lorna right after this commercial break. I want to remind you that Mentoring from MLM Divas Live is brought to you by PM Marketing Network Leads. If you're one like myself that don't have many days to where you can get out and do your 3-foot rule, or you go sit in a coffee shop and wait for some people to come in or whatever, and you just rather pick up the phone and start dialing and smiling, then you know you definitely want to plug into what Peter and Vincent Mingles have to offer. They have some real cool tools like the PM Dial that will put you right in touch with people right in front of their computers and on the phone. I love that tool. And they have their lead management system along with the free autoresponder and some real cool lead packages, one of them being what they call the MLM Diva Huge Lead Package, where you get 5,050 leads and 5,000 free, my friend, for only $119.95. So make sure you go to our website, mentoring.com/MLM Divas Live. That's where you can get that special package. Look for the blue and white banner that says Network Leads and click on that, and you can get those 5,050 leads for free when you buy that package of 5,050 for $119.95. So that's over 10,000 leads. Wow. Talk about build it big. Back with more from Lorna right after this.
America is obese. The food you eat has less and less nutrition. Your cells are undernourished, and people are dying from debilitating, degenerative diseases. In the top 1,200 multivitamins tested for the Comparative Guide to Nutritional Supplements, 709 of them had zero nutritional value. And with two-thirds of our nation being overweight, something needs to be done. Whether you want to lose weight or need help in combating degenerative disease, help is available. My name is Heshi Siegel. I can be reached at theprosperityconnection.usana.com or 215-493-1640. Let me help you evaluate whether this revolutionary lifestyle program is one that could make the difference in your life. Again, Heshi Siegel, theprosperityconnection.usana.com or 215-493-1640. Act now. It's your life.
Gunfire cracked high-pitched and fast through the quiet country night. A crash of broken glass. Celeste sat upright in her bed out of a deep dream forgotten sleep. No dogs barking. Bits of gravel rock flew from under the wheels of a moving car or truck. Silent, What do the critics say about Freshwater Road, the novel by Denise Nicholas? Hypnotic, Nicholas conjures an insidious mood of fear and writes with lyrical prose, says Entertainment Weekly. Breathtaking, perhaps the best work of fiction ever about the civil rights movement, writes Newsday, New York. Freshwater Road, a book since picked and winner of the Zora Neale Hurston Richard Wright Award for debut fiction. In paperback, from the Pocketbooks division of Simon & Schuster. Order it now from your local bookstore or at Amazon.com. Freshwater Road.
All right, we're back with the second part of our show, and I also want to let everyone know that you are able to go to mlmdivaslive.podomatic.com if you have an iPod or a cell phone and you want to download the replays of these audios from our live shows. You can do that. And again, that is mlmdivaslive.podomatic.com. Now, if you're listening out there, because we have listeners in Asia, Australia, Europe, as far as Africa, all across the U.S. and Canada, first of all, we want to say we appreciate you listening in. And for those of you that haven't found the particular business that you want to do and you're searching, you're not quite sure which one it is, we have a brand new show that you can listen to on Wednesdays from 6 to 7 p.m. live. It's called WARL AM Radio, Careers from the Kitchen Table, Home Business Opportunity Show. Wow, we have had such success with that show in just the 3 weeks that we've launched it. So come check it out. You can go to careersfromthekitchentable.com, look for that WARL banner. Click on that on Wednesdays and listen to the live show. And we always feature someone that's going to tell you about their work from home business opportunity, or if you're looking for a work from home job, we usually have someone that tells you about that too. Okay, let's get back to our MLM Diva of choice, Lorna Rasmussen. Okay, Lorna, you know what? You wrote this amazing book. I've heard that this book is just all that. It's called The Absolute Best Way in the World for Women to Make Money. And I want to know, and I know Inquiring Minds wants to know, what is the best way for women to make money? Is it in network marketing or what?
Well, I tell people they have to buy the book to find out. But what for you and your listeners, what I tell people is I've tried every way there is to make a living. Mm-hmm. I've built my own businesses. I've bought franchises. I have had jobs, although I now am certifiably unemployable. Nobody would hire me. But the best way that I found to make a living, and what I do is I demonstrate this in the book. The book is a novel. It's about two friends who have broken up their friendships and haven't seen each other in 5 years, and they come back together, and one has become very successful in network marketing, and the other is in the process of searching. So for those people who, as you were mentioning, for your other program are looking, what the book does is it helps you learn more about yourself, really set a goal for, and teaches you how to set goals on how to determine what is a good company, both for you, because companies, one company works for one person, doesn't work for another person, and then it goes through a list of things that you can be looking for, both things that you should look for that are kind of red flags that it might not be a good company or a legitimate company or a company that where people can truly make a living. And then it also goes into what you should be looking for in terms of quality companies. Some of these things come from books like Robert Kiyosaki's book on home-based business and MLM Women's, some lists that she wrote on what to look for. But and DSWA as well has a great listing of what to look for. So the book is both a novel and it's made up of some really hard and fast processes that people can use in helping to see what their values are, what's important to them, and then most importantly to understand that there's always trade-offs in everything. I obviously have an opinion. I tell people with a title like that, I obviously have an opinion. I feel that everything I was looking for in a business and in a way to make a living, I found in direct sales and network marketing. So, yes, that's the best way as far as I'm concerned. And it's not just for women, obviously. That's just a marketing ploy. It's for everybody.
Right. It's okay to say women. We're a women's show. We embrace and invite the men, yes. Like our three guys, let's see, I think that's Kevin, Brad, and Harry. They have joined us this evening on our live show, so we appreciate the guys all the time. Let me ask you this. You know, it used to be a saying, women can have it all, and we only got a couple minutes to spend on this, but I'd like to get your thought. Have women been forced back into a choice between career or family? Do you believe that it's possible for us to still have it all and still have a balanced, fulfilling life, or has that changed dramatically?
Well, I have to believe that it's possible, and in the last few years, I would say that it absolutely has happened for me. I truly, in fact, there are moments when I just stop and kind of take a breath because mm-hmm. I truly feel that I have balance, and I have balance because I now control my income. If I need to make more money, I can work a little harder. I choose when to work. I choose with whom to work. I choose the level of intensity with which I work. As I was saying, there are people in my business, just like in many network marketing businesses, they're making millions of dollars a year. I'm happy making what I'm making as, you know, for the most part. There are times when I put a little extra effort in because I want a few more dollars, but I basically really truly have that balance. I think the reason we don't hear that statement anymore is that the vast majority of women, I would say women particularly in corporate America, truly have come to realize that they are forced every day to make those choices. And that's the reason why I wrote the book I did, because I want those women to know there is something else out there and that you can have balance when you learn how to leverage yourself. And that's what network marketing is to me, is the most important thing it does, is it helps you to leverage, and it also helps you to enjoy residual income. Those are the things that are going to allow you to retire, they're going to allow you to have a family, they're going to allow you to have balance in your life.
And that's important, to have that balance for sure. I want to wrap it up real quick, Lorna, with this final question, and that is, you know, since we're talking about stopping the self-sabotaging and moving into that serious success of our life, how can women begin to stop sabotaging and to start claiming their power and enjoy that real serious success you spoke about?
Well, I'm going to quote Roseanne Barr, one of my favorite philosophers.
Really? Roseanne Barr? Okay. I got to hear this one.
Yeah. She says, the thing women have got to learn mm-hmm. is nobody gives you power, you take it.
Ooh.
That's the one thing. You cannot be given power. You have to take it. That makes a lot of women very uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Women don't want to feel that they're not being offered things and that they're not being recognized, and we sit back and we wait for things to be given to us. I think the most important thing that women can do is they can get to work on themselves, and that's, again, what I did through Success Motivation Institute's programs. And, by the way, they're still around, and I'm still actually working with them. And if you Google Success Motivation Institute, you should be able to find it. But they are – Those programs, or any programs that are really going to help you work on yourself and become the person that you really believe yourself to be. And I think a lot of people see in themselves much more potential than they are realizing. If you do that, then that investment in yourself will create an amazing investment in your future, because that's, I think Brian Tracy said that for every dollar you invest in yourself, you'll get a $30 return on that investment. I believe that because I've gotten not $30, I've probably got hundreds of dollars for every dollar I've invested. But it's by really claiming your power, and that comes from building your confidence, mm-hmm. really believing in yourself, and finding something that fits you, that will make you the money if you work at it. And those combined will make people successful, but it starts with you.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being here. You brought some really good points. And so I guess the best way to sum it up for us to stop self-sabotaging so we can move into that serious success, as you stated, is it all starts within, and that means to work on our self-development with books and tapes and events. We hear that over and over again. Books, tapes, and events. Books, tapes, and events will change your life, but I'm a testimony of, and I'm sure you are, that it will change your mind. That process of changing your life, rather, is through those books you read, those tapes you listen to, or the events and the stories that you hear of others, be inspired by them.
Absolutely.
Well, listen, thank you so much for coming.
You're welcome.
We appreciate
you.
And hang on, because we're going to open up the line to see if there's any questions from our listeners before we have our drawing. This is Raven Blair Davis. Again, you're listening to Mentoring from MLM Divas Live, and we've been speaking with Lorna Rasmussen. And Lorna, the name of your book, again, is called The Absolute Best Way, right?
Exactly. Okay. In the world for women to make money. The absolute best way in the world for women to make money.
Right. So I would Google that book and buy it and check it out. Sounds like it has some great information in it. Everyone, go out there and do it. I mean, stop the self-sabotaging. Stop the madness. Go out there and do it. You know, they got that pen. And with that pen comes some good money. Can we say cha-ching, cha-ching? So go out there, get ready, buy the dress, buy the shoes, get your hair done, and go grab that pen. It's yours. Go out there and build a big. We'll see you next week.